Esther chapter 4, we will pick up here in verse 9, Esther 4 verse 9. So Hathach returned to Esther, returned and told Esther the words of Mordecai. So this eunuch Hathach did exactly as Mordecai had told him and took those words to Esther to let her know that the Jews are about to be executed, and Mordecai wants her to go to the king to petition him to try to stop this. So verse 10, then Esther spoke to Hathach and gave him a command for Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces know that any man or woman who goes into the inner court to the king who has not been called, he has but one law, put to death, except the one to whom the king holds out the golden scepter that he may live. And then Esther goes on to say, I myself had not been called to go into the king these 30 days. So they told Mordecai Esther's words. So the message from Mordecai to Esther was, you need to go and petition the king so the Jewish lineage is not ended here. And then her reply was, well, if I go into the king uninvited, the sentence is death unless the king raises his golden scepter, allowing that person to come into his audience. Otherwise, it's an instant death sentence. And so she's letting him know, this is not a real possibility unless the king invites me. And verse 13, and Mordecai told them to answer Esther, do not think in your heart that you will escape in the king's palace any more than all the other Jews. So he's letting her know, just because she is in the king's palace, she's not going to escape this execution. Verse 14, Mordecai continues with this reply. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place. But you and your father's house will perish. Yet who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. And this is, I'll say, definitely the key verse of this entire book. And this is the most famous phrase as far as who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. This is the most famous statement that comes out of the book of Esther. And but he's letting her know that she was placed here for this reason. Now, if she refuses to follow through and try to petition the king, or if she's unsuccessful, maybe she might get assassinated. Mordecai is telling her that there will be a deliverance some other way, because Mordecai is very confident that God will not let the Jewish lineage, the Messianic lineage, be eliminated here. And so it, one way or another, but he's telling her that you have been placed here for this purpose. So it's up to you. If you refuse to do it, there will be another way that the Jews won't be executed. And but you're liable to, you're going to very likely perish. And but then, and if you try and fail, well, there will be another way of delivery. But he's wanting her to try and tell her that this is really her obligation, because she has been placed here as a queen in a foreign pagan land for this very purpose, is what he's telling her, even though he words it in a question as far as how do we know that you have not been put here for this particular reason. He's telling her, this is why you were put here. Verse 15, then Esther told them to reply to Mordecai. So now he has convinced her with this statement. So now she's thought about this and she's going to go through with this. But she does have a petition or request of her own for this 3-day period. So verse 16, she sends back to Mordecai, "Go gather all the Jews who are present in Shushan and fast for me. Neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. My maids and I will fast likewise. So I will go to the king, which is against the law. And if I perish, I perish." So she's putting her life on the line. She's made her decision. Okay, I'm going to do what you want me to do. Realizing that this is the correct thing to do. But she's wanting all of the Jews in Shushan to be fasting. And now, what is it that always goes with fasting, Old Testament and New Testament, just not here? And prayer. Fasting and prayer always go hand in hand. Now, that was left out of here, of the text. But Kaufman is very confident that that is what this is. It just did not get recorded in the King's Annals. And so that got left out. But that's what she's requesting, that they fast and pray to God for this 3-day period to come up with a plan. And she comes up with a plan, and it is successful. So that's what they're going to do, is figure out something in this 3-day period, and she's requesting that every Jew fast and pray to God. That we can infer that's what she's requesting. And so this chapter ends with verse 17. "So Mordecai went his way and did according to all that Esther commanded him." So he did. He went, he contacted all of the Jewish community in Shushan. And so that's what they did. Every Jew is now fasting and praying for these 3 days for her to come up with a way and figure out what to do. And she ultimately does in her what she comes up with. She has two different banquets for the king and Haman. And then in the second banquet has the opportunity to bring in Mordecai and tell everything that has transpired, and that she is a Jew and she will be executed with all of the Jews, and how bad of a situation this is. And in between these two banquets, the providence of God comes and takes place, and then works on King Xerxes in addition. And from chapter 6 and on, before chapter 6, Haman is on the rise. After chapter 6, Haman is down, and then Mordecai is on the rise. So these are contrasting, you could see in this literature, the contrast of two men, Haman and Mordecai. And they're each always going opposite direction. One's going up, the other one is down, and then they reverse. And the reverse is chapter 6. But Lord willing, we will start chapter 5 next week.